There is something very stimulating about working in a bookstore. It is so much social interaction, and you want to please people.
For the most part. But also, we have tensions, like my story about Jerome Robbins coming in there and how we literally had to end up kicking him out of the store.
Yes. You know?
And, you know, these things would happen. And, of course, with a big staff, and at one point there was about 40 people working all over the shop, you know, and downstairs and everything. At one point there was that many people, and something was always going on with one person or another. This one was sick, or that one was having some sort of crisis, you know. And so I really learned a lot of how to deal with people in those years. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot of poise. I learned more patience than I'd ever had, although it was never enough.
It never is.
Never was enough. I had to be diplomatic, you know, and had to be a leader also. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're also entertaining. You grow to love the people who work there.
You know, and I'm still friendly with five of them.
Wow.
This many years later.
After all this time.
All over the world, you know, wherever we meet each other. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I just got a postcard from that painter, Antonio, the other day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
He lives in Nice now.
So what was it like to revisit this period of your life? Did you have any regrets? Did you kind of laugh at yourself?
I've been keeping journals since 1968. Mm-hmm. And every healthy day of my life, I write a journal. So you're going to be in tomorrow's.
Oh, my God. I better shape up.
No. You know, I'll mention that I came here to the station. We had a great interview. But the first 20 years of those were collected as part of the Violet Quill collection at the Beinecke Library at Yale University. So when I need to go check up on something, I go to the library and I get the information, or I have them send it to me for the period, the year, or whatever. And there I have dialogue. I mean, all the dialogue in here is actual dialogue.
Yeah.
So that's been really, really useful. The other thing is that by keeping a journal or diary, it really improved my memory. So I do remember things a lot better, mm-hmm. you know, as a result.
Don't you feel this affection for your younger self?
You know, he was nice. He was a little bit stupid, a little bit oblivious, you know. He sort of stumbled his way into things, mm-hmm. you know. I guess I feel affection for him, yeah.
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 It's so interesting to me because I've gotten to talk with you now and gotten to know Andrew Holleran uh-huh. just a bit and interviewed Edmund White. It's amazing how the works of the Violet Quill Group have endured and inspired so many people.
I know. At the festival, these people come up to me and they start talking. I think, who are they talking to? I keep like looking in back of myself, you know. It's very funny. But it really is wonderful. It was a beneficent conspiracy, mm-hmm. is what I call the Violet Quill, just to get our works noticed and to get any LGBT works noticed. We had such difficulty with the media. So, for example, a newspaper would eventually review a gay novel or a lesbian memoir or something like that. And they would always do three or two at once, as though our books only, it required three of our books to be as valuable as one heterosexual novel.
Jeez.
And it was really infuriating. But a lot of the times what they did was backfired. So, example, I wrote this gay thriller called The Lure, and I had literally gone underground and was working in many of these clubs and everything way at night, you know, to get all the information for it. This is after I had left Rizzoli. And to get all of the information and get it all right about the, you know, what was the bar and club scene mm-hmm. after hours. And the book was reviewed in the Sunday New York Times by, and I'm trying to remember, Evan, well, he was a wonderful detective writer that everybody seemed to like, and he had been a former policeman. And he trashed the book so entertainingly that we had to go and get another printing the next week. So this was like a real backlash on it. And then the Book of the Month Club picked it up right after that.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know, so these things wouldn't always work out as they intended.
Yes.
You know.
But what an amazing achievement. You've written so many books and so many plays and so many.
No, I've been very lucky.
Well, yeah. You've been very good and persistent, too.
Thank you.
Persistent, though, is
a word.
Persistent is the key.
In any of the arts, especially in writing, you've got to be persistent.
Yeah.